Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. I want to finish out chapter number 12 today in 1 Corinthians. The thought is about the gifts, the whole chapter. And in chapter number 13, we'll end with verse number 31. Paul says, I'm going to show you a better way. Covet that, something much better than these other gifts of tongues, of prophesying, all these nine gifts that was mentioned in chapter number 12. Well, he brings that thought kind of to a close here in chapter number 12. Then he opens up chapter number 13, what's often been called the great love chapter of the Bible. And rightfully so, because it speaks of love, that whole chapter. But let's begin in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. And I want to start our Bible study in verse number 25. But let's back up to get it all in context. And let me just start in verse number 12 and just read to keep it all in context. And I promise I won't comment. I'll just read. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and all have all been made all to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? Now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God had tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? By the way, the answer to those questions are no. No. God has given us all different gifts and abilities. And then verse number 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Well, preacher, I didn't think there were better gifts. I thought they were all the same. Well, Paul's fixing to clarify the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way. And that begins verse number 13, which we'll look at that next week. But in verse number 35, where we'll pick up our study this morning, he says that there should be no schism in the body. Because in verse number 24, he talks about us all coming together. And the question is, why? Why is it that? And he says that there'll be no schism, there'll be no divisions, that there'll be no fractions in the body. The eye, we need the eye, we need the ear, we need the nose, we need the feet. We need our gallbladder. We talked about that last week. Things we don't seem to think important, Well, God put it there for a reason. And I already forgot what the gallbladder was for. I read that last week, and you know, the purpose of the gallbladder, we help with the liver and all. But that's the thought. That Paul draws a picture of unity, which should exist inside the church if it is to fulfill its proper function. A body is healthy and efficient only when each part is functioning properly. The eye sees, the ear hears, the nose smells, the hands touch. We need each other. There should be no schism, division, or dissension in a church. And I cannot overemphasize, there are no unimportant parts or members of the body. Amen, preacher. And I picked on Daniel last week, and he's still my friend. I saw him at the car wash this week. We had a good conversation, so he's not mad at me. But I picked on him about, well, I'm just a church member. I just sit on the pew. I have no purpose in the church. We all have purpose in this church, in this body of Christ, whether it's Daniel Johnson or Walt Lanier or Danny Jones or Florence George, Bobby, whoever it is. There are no unimportant members. None. Verse number 26. Well, let me finish this. But that the members should have the same care for another. We ought to respect each other. Everyone has a part, a function in the body, and without it, we are not complete. When it says that we should have the same care for one another, we can take that, we can really run with that. In other words, we're not to pick and choose. Have the same care. Well, this guy's important in the church, but she, well, you know, what, she ain't really. But we're to have the same care, the same love, no matter what function you place in the body, no matter where God has put you, as it pleased him. Remember, that's the key. Not as it pleases us, but as it pleases him, that we should have the same care one for another. It's that unity in the body. All right, now, verse number 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer. The body has such a close relationship to each other that what happens to one affects all the other parts of the body. And I have an example here. My jaw last week, right here. Remember, it was infected, and it affected not just my jaw, but like I had a toothache. And all this was hurting. And when you're hurting here, you're hurting all over. Your whole body is affected because of the infection. And so that's what he's saying. When one member suffers, that whole body suffers. So we're all in this together. In other words, we need to sympathize with each other. When they hurt, we should hurt with them. That's what he's talking about. We not only care for them, but when they suffer, we're right along beside them, encouraging them, and weep with them that weep, rejoice with them that rejoice. And he talks about that next part. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice. Now, here's the ironic thing about this, because we're human beings and we have this depraved nature to do that. I believe it's easier for us to sympathize with somebody who's hurting, put their arms around them. I love you. When they're hurting, they've lost a loved one or something has affected their life. And we tend to hover about them and care for them and pray for them. And if you use that sympathize, then we suffer along with them. But when somebody's honored, in other words, the word honored means that literally something great happens to them and they're honored, we're to rejoice with them. But sometimes that's difficult for believers, or even unbelievers, but especially believers, because we're wondering, why did it happen to him and not me?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.